Do people exaggerate the presence of certain groups that are seen as threatening? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jacqueline Rifkin, assistant professor of marketing at Cornell University, draws a comparison to non-threatening groups.
A few years ago, I was at a conference and overheard someone refer to Tulane University as Jewlane. I brought it up with my co-author, Rebecca, who had similar observations. Her hometown, Decatur, Georgia, has an offensive nickname involving a homophobic slur. I'll spare you on that one. These labels are not only disrespectful, they're also wrong. Neither of these places are even close to being majority Jewish or gay. So where do these perceptions come from? In 6 studies, we found that people often exaggerate the presence of certain groups, like ethnic and sexual minorities, just because they hold beliefs and worldviews that could threaten the status quo. Unlike with non-threatening groups, people tend to think threatening groups are more pervasive in a space, and even somehow linked to that space, kind of like the Jewlane example. We know that humans have evolved to exaggerate potential threats in their environment. When you're camping, it's safer to incorrectly assume a shadow is a big bear than it is to incorrectly assume the shadow is harmless. These exaggerations make sense in the face of danger. But we've found that people make the same snap judgments when they see groups that just think and live differently. Unfortunately, the exaggeration of minority groups has been in the spotlight recently, with conservative figures peddling the bigoted Great Replacement Theory, which has even motivated recent hate crimes. That being said, we recognize that it's easy and sometimes even helpful to jump to conclusions. But categorizing places based on the people within them can have serious ramifications if left unchecked.
That was Jacqueline Rifkin of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.